This is The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm John Hockenberry. In quite a week, the 20th anniversary of the death of Ayatollah Khomeini in Iran, and tomorrow people around the world will mark the 20th anniversary of the crackdown on pro-democracy protests in China's Tiananmen Square. Yes, it's an anniversary that appears to be an opportunity for the Chinese to crack down on freedom of speech and communication techniques. In a sense, last year's Olympics in China might have been a rehearsal for what the government is doing for this week. In China, access has been blocked to internet services like Twitter, Flickr, Hotmail, and Microsoft's Live.com. The Hong Kong government has refused entry to one of the old democracy movement's leaders, an American citizen who was put on a plane to New York. Xirong Chang is the China editor for our partner, the BBC, and he joins us now from London. Xirong, first of all, what do you make of these techniques? The Chinese are now well rehearsed in this ability to switch on and off communication channels, right?
Well, John, as you say, it's a well-rehearsed technique, and they revert to this kind of old game once there's any sensitive anniversary or sensitive event taking place in China. Interesting or disturbing this time is they just want to have a kind of a blackout about the Tiananmen Square incident 20 years ago. Of course, the authorities know they're not going to succeed in blocking every single piece of information coming through. They can't do it because of the nature of the internet, but they are still doing it anyway. That means that they are a little bit afraid for the whole truth to come out. And of course, they always have this pretext of trying to maintain social stability.
Now, certainly the issue in China of uppermost concern to the Chinese is the safety of their savings in American treasury bills, et cetera. Is there any sense in which the news and the way the world has turned in the last even year is favoring the Chinese in distracting people away from the democracy movement, even though there are still very high passions as far as reforming the Chinese government?
I think people are more concerned with their pocket rather than the general sort of political concept of democracy or freedom. Having said that, people wanted to have both the powers and economic development of the United States. At the same time, they should be able to enjoy also the political freedom and democracy as you guys are enjoying there. But at the moment, it seems the ordinary people kind of accept that the so long as they are improving their living standard and so long as the government officials are not that corrupt, they could probably put up with it.
You know, I was talking to a Chinese student just last week who said to me that Hu Jintao, his entire political program is stability. Don't rock the boat. That's the entire program. There's no vision beyond that. Would you characterize that as accurate?
Well, I wouldn't agree, because the Chinese government and the leadership, they are also thinking about how to maintain their grip on power, of course, but also the long-term prosperity and stability of the country. They have to preach this to the ordinary people. And
they're thinking backwards and forwards in China on the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square crackdown. Xirong Chang from our partners, the BBC, joined us from London. Thank you so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.